Darkcast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Warning. The following episode discusses adult themes that might not be suitable for all listeners. Listener discretion is advised. According to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, on average, nearly 20 people per minute are physically abused by an intimate partner in the United States. During 1 year, this equates to more than 10 million women and men. 1 in 15 children are exposed to intimate partner violence each year, and 90% of these children are eyewitnesses to this violence. 72% of all murder-suicides involve an intimate partner. 94% of the victims of these murder-suicides are female. Unfortunately for most, these aren't just statistics. This is their reality, just like it was for Xiomara Robles. Xiomara Anir Robles was born August 18, 1986. According to her cousin, she was a kind, loving person who would light up the room whenever she walked in. She was a friendly person who was easy to talk to and had a fun personality. Xiomara loved hair and makeup, and she was good at it too. She attended cosmetology school and wound up getting her license in 2004. She was also a wonderful mother. When Xiomara was in her late teens, she met Raymond, who was about 2 years her senior. The two dated on and off for a few years, and just like any relationship between young adults, there were fights and arguments, but other than that, the two seemed to have a pretty normal relationship in the beginning. And by the time Xiomara was 21, the couple had 2 children together. As time went on, the issues the couple faced seemed to get a lot more serious and a lot more sinister. On January 8, 2007, it's reported that there was an incident where Raymond had kidnapped Xiomara at knife point and drove her through different cities in Massachusetts. Raymond was eventually arrested, and a restraining order was filed against him. This would be the second time Xiomara filed for a restraining order against him, the first being from 2001. Even though prosecutors were asked for bail to be set at $7,000, the judge allowed Raymond to be released from the Lynn District Court on a $1,500 cash bail. About a week later, Xiomara rescinded the restraining order. Raymond was due back in court on April 17th to face several charges from the January 8th incident, including kidnapping and assault with a deadly weapon. On Wednesday, March 14th, 2007, Xiomara was working her shift as a receptionist for a therapy clinic. She had brought her then 5-year-old son in with her to the office due to not being able to find anyone to watch him. The mother and son were brought lunch, and the two enjoyed their meal in the conference room. After they ate, Xiomara took her son for a walk outside, and when they returned, they were reported to be laughing and smiling and all around having a good time, enjoying each other's company. It wasn't until Raymond unexpectedly pulled up to Xiomara's job that everything changed. At around 2 p.m., reports say that Xiomara brought her son to meet Raymond in the lobby where an argument ensued, and then occupants of the building heard screaming coming from the elevator. Attorney Phil LaMonica, who had brought Xiomara and her son lunch just hours before, is reported saying, quote, "I heard a lot of screaming. At first, we all thought she was trapped in the elevator and had claustrophobia, so we started punching all the buttons. I ran to call the fire department, and while I was on the phone, I heard the explosion." The blast reportedly shook the entire 3-story office building. Officers were at the scene by 2:30 p.m. When officers arrived, they found the elevator to be completely engulfed in flames. It's suspected that Raymond Echevarria, age 23, had gasoline on him when he forced Xiomara Robles, 21, into the elevator of the office building before setting it on fire and killing them both. Their 5-year-old son was unharmed. He, along with his 14-month-old sister, were put in the care of relatives. Siomara's life was snuffed out too soon by someone who thought that if he couldn't have her, then no one could. And unfortunately, this wasn't the first, nor will it be the last time. If you or someone you know is a victim of domestic violence, I urge you to reach out to the National Domestic Violence Hotline or the Strong Hearts Native Helpline. Both are available 24/7, and all forms of contact to both organizations will be listed in the show notes. There are a few people I'd like to thank for making this episode possible. Shout out to Kona and Ethan over at And Then They Were Gone. These guys are amazing. They're one of my favorite podcasts at the moment. Kona and Ethan cover missing persons cases, and they do such a great job from the research to their discussions. I'm a huge fan of the work that they do, and I highly recommend giving them a listen. I also wanted to give a huge thank you to a certain family member of Xiomara's who I won't name because I don't have their permission to share that information, but they know who they are. There is very little information out there about who Xiomara was as a person, unfortunately, and this person was there to help me understand who she was. So, again, thanks to everyone who helped make this episode possible. And if you enjoyed it, please give this episode a 5-star rating and review wherever it is that you're listening to this on. If you'd like to support us financially, you can donate to our Ko-fi, which will be listed in the show notes. If you want to follow us on Twitter and Instagram, you can find us on both at FreakyAFPod, and that's FreakyAFPod, or you can shoot us an email at FreakyAFPodcast@gmail.com. I hope that you guys will join us again here next week, and until then, stay spooky. Bye!
Hi there, I'm Kona Gallagher.
And I'm Ethan Flick.
And together, we are the husband and wife team behind And Then They Were Gone, a true crime podcast about unsolved missing persons cases. Each week, we take a deep dive into a case that I have researched and written about and that you have never heard of.
Right, and I react naturally and usually leave you with a whole lot of stuff to edit out of the podcast.
Very true. But I do love getting your analysis and a fresh perspective on these crimes that I've been spending so much time learning about. So you can see us on your favorite podcast app every Wednesday when we release a brand new episode.
And find us on the socials at ATTWGpod.
And you can also visit us on our website, andthentheyweregone.com.
Could you hold the key to bringing someone home?